top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Friday, December 27th, 2019. Food for thought as we go into the weekend, heading toward the conclusion of this year and decade into the new year and new decade. I think certain folks have certain things planned. I've talked about it before in the context of martial arts, for example, or you know, sports of that kind, shall we say. There's the concept of balance and to maintain a balanced stance so that you're not knocked off off guard or pushed or pulled into, led into an attack that you are not prepared or able to defend. And so you want to maintain balanced stance, a balanced posture. And these kinds of things, these kinds of efforts, I think if I could just sort of summarize, they lend themselves to creating imbalance, you know, getting people off balance. And you may find Hallmark Channel movies offensive, but that's not a reason to call them fascist and crusade against them. In fact, America, as I understand it, at some point along the way I understood the Constitutional Republic, it was supposed to be a place where we defend folks who are not doing harm to others, and they have their own predilections or proclivities. You know, these movies, as far as I can tell, these movies are not advocating some kind of, you know, white supremacy or, you know, genocide or any of that kind of stuff. Not in any sort of way. I think it's, to me, it's impossible to draw that conclusion. I think they cater to an audience that really harkens to a bygone era. I mentioned yesterday the Jeb Lund's article over at the Washington Post, Hallmark Christmas movies are part of a culture war their viewers are losing. And just the growing level of viciousness that is brought to bear on these kinds of enclaves of American culture. And again, it was my understanding that we celebrated these kinds of things. People, some people might, who are unfamiliar with this broadcast, might be quick to say, well, you know, the same folks who gave us these founding documents were also some of the same folks who attacked certain people groups. And speaking of genocide, and I would be the first to agree. Absolutely. It doesn't mean that's right. So can we learn, can we take those things, put them together, and learn from those lessons of history and do better? Or do we have to descend into viciousness again? How is that better? I don't understand how that is more civilized and sophisticated. How are we better if we do that? It seems that we are more obtuse and we are greater offenders if we have more and we still commit the same offenses. Speaking of Christopher Browning's Ordinary Men, it's on Jordan Peterson's list of 15 books that everyone should read. A list of influential books everyone should read is what he calls it. It's number 7 on the list. And ahead of it, Brave New World, 1984, Road to Wigan Pier, Crime and Punishment, Demons, also by Dostoevsky, Beyond Good and Evil, Nietzsche. An interesting collection of books. Nietzsche and Carl Jung. You know, it's So basically, it's a sort of totalitarian flavor. And what are the lessons? You know, Gulag Archipelago, volumes 1 through 3. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning. Carl Jung, Modern Man, In Search of a Soul. Jordan Peterson's own book, Maps of Meaning, The Architecture of Belief, is number 13. People just don't understand. I mean, I've talked about the transition in the post 9/11 era from we went through, speaking of sociologists, psychologists, the Freudian era, we went through the Freudian era where Sigmund Freud's nephew, Edward Bernays, took Uncle Sigmund's work and wired it together with Madison Avenue. And there were all kinds of peripheral efforts. But that was driven largely by Freud's concept of the will to pleasure. Happiness machines, as Adam Curtis put it in his 4-part BBC documentary, Century of the Self. Happiness machines. The will to pleasure. It was driven largely by the will to pleasure. And I've talked recently about the transition from the will to pleasure to the concept of the will to power. Speaking of Nietzsche and Jung. And this gets right back to the lessons, you know, what Hayek says these guys were reading coming through the Weimar Republic that led to Nazi Germany. And the atrocities of World War II. And ironically, it's the kind of viciousness that folks like Amanda Marcotte and Jeb Lund write about. These sensationalized accounts, these hyperbolic accounts of things that would have people, you know, neighbor fighting with neighbor over not fact. I mean, if I could interject, I would dare say that there's nothing fascist about Hallmark movies at all, Hallmark Channel movies. I don't find anything fascistic about them. It caters to an audience. It's no more fascist than BET or Oprah's network. Those aren't fascist either. They cater to a certain audience. They're not advocating racial genocide or, you know, white supremacy on one network, black supremacy on another. They cater to an audience. That's my own conjecture. And so, you know, why does someone like Amanda Marcotte or Jeb Lund or whomever get to decide that they can shout at a certain group of people for doing something or subscribing to a certain brand of television programming in this case that is similar to others, but just those others cater to different demographics? Why is that? And it's when we start to do that, when we start to pick and choose unfairly and exercise that sort of that sort of favoritism. Just because you have your own proclivities doesn't mean that you need to shout at others about theirs, particularly if they're not giving offense, they're not harming anyone. So just to sort of dive into this story, Hallmark movies are fascist propaganda. Amanda Marcotte writes, the Hallmark Channel has been having a rough go of it the past few weeks. The cable TV behemoth, tell me if this doesn't sound like a slight, which has been minting money with its patented holiday season schmaltz, minting money. Well, again, I mean, BET is pretty successful. 88 million American households, the spinoff networks. You know, is this a problem? I mean, I don't think so. Hallmark is a smaller conglomerate from what I understand. I could be wrong. I haven't looked into it very, very much. So minting money with its patented holiday season schmaltz drew widespread criticism earlier this month when it pulled ads from the wedding company Zola that featured a lesbian couple kissing at their wedding. The company's initial excuse. And again, I think of Vance Packard quoting Edward Bernays in The Hidden Persuaders. When this kind of stuff happens, it happens for a reason. So the ad itself showed up, in my opinion, on the Hallmark Channel for a reason. I don't think it was an accident. However that came to be, I can't imagine it was an accident. And I don't think that the media response was an accident. If you understand what the kinds of things that Edward Bernays did that he openly discussed, even boasted about, you would perhaps be as cynical. Hard to imagine that an ad that would turn off the entire demographic to which the Hallmark Channel appeals would be run accidentally, and that the firestorm, the media firestorm that followed, would be by accident as well. Edward Bernays was notorious for those kinds of efforts. Hey, you guys are going to want to pay attention to this. This is what's going to happen. Just be ready. Have your cameras ready and waiting. There's going to be a float of women. They're all going to be scantily clad in swimsuits. They're going to be smoking. Torches of Freedom is what they're called. He was notorious for that kind of stuff. The ghost of Bernays lives on. So she writes, the company's initial excuse was that they do not allow ads that feature, quote, overt public displays of affection, claiming the policy is, quote, regardless of the participants. Marcotte writes, this was obviously nonsense, as couples kissing at weddings is not only not outré, but generally seen as mandatory, right? I'm sure she is an avid Hallmark Channel watcher. So standards generally applied, you know, must be applied to all. Again, totalitarian in nature. Who decides, though? Well, because that's always the question, isn't it? Hayek's Road to Serfdom, The End of Truth. Striving for equality by means of a directed anything can result only in an officially enforced inequality. An authoritarian determination of the status of each individual in the new hierarchical order. That's what we see happening. And so, again, it's painfully ironic to me. Does Amanda Marcotte, I think she really believes that she's a crusader for good. Jeb Lund probably thinks the same thing over the Washington Post, and these people are as much Hitler and Mussolini's henchmen as Joseph Goebbels ever was. Really not even, I mean, sort of unwitting and not even on the payroll, so to speak. That's a sensational statement, I realize, but they don't realize what they're doing. I don't think they really understand what they're doing. I don't think they've really read history and see how they are lending their efforts and drawing folks who read their stuff unwittingly into a clash of social forces. It's cultural Marxism at its best. And it's tragic and unfortunate to watch. And that's really kind of the point, to shine a bright light on that and how that kind of viciousness and that kind of myopia is not far removed from the Edward Gallagher controversy. And again, from Matthew Cole's Intercept article series, or the article over at The Intercept and the interview on Democracy Now in particular, and the atrocities that seem to be becoming a staple of American culture, we have lessons of just a few generations ago on which to draw from our own history. And when we dig in, we find the uncomfortable reality of Edwin Black's War Against the Weak, for example. And again, you know, the atrocities of our own history and our own genocide on our own contiguous lower 48 and beyond. I've mentioned Hawaii. You read the historical accounts from the turn of the 20th century up until about 1960. The destruction of an entire culture. Oh, but you know, the people are still there. It's horrible. We really are better. If we really are progressive, then don't we learn from these lessons of history? So continuing in the article, so the Hallmark Channel, the company's initial excuse. Yeah, this is obviously nonsense, as couples kissing at weddings is not only not outre, but generally seen as mandatory, and features in the channel's numerous rom-coms. Unsurprisingly, critics quickly found plenty of examples of straight snogging on the channel that shows that sexual orientation was the sole reason for the ad pull. And it's just interesting how things get spun. Continuing, that and Hallmark was clearly responding to a right-wing pressure campaign, claiming that lesbian kissing, and I don't think the right-wing pressure campaign that is cited, I don't think that was an accident either. The 1 million moms stuff. Again, just go out and try to start a group. I've talked about this before. How difficult is it to get 10 people together? 100? How difficult is it to get 1 million moms together? It's difficult. It takes considerable resources, considerable effort. So, we'll continue when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So continuing reading through Amanda Marcotte's article, Hallmark movies are fascist propaganda, which she's commingling fascist and Nazi, using them synonymously, interchangeably, which is, well, inaccurate for starters. It's a sensationalized account, and I would submit that she's focused, like so many other folks, focused on the wrong things. Who cares about the complexion of these folks? Who cares about their religious background, whether they're, you know, celebrating Christmas in most of the movies, or whether a proper number of them are Jewish? What does she say about that? Where is that? The drama hinges on Jewish characters being compelled to observe Christmas. Actually, I got the opposite impression. So, Brittany De La Preda's writing for the Washington Post not only complained that the Jewish Hallmark movies were Christmas movies with Jewish characters, quote-unquote, but also that the movies, quote, rely on some of the oldest anti-Semitic tropes in the book, end quote, such as painting one Jewish character as the, quote, perpetual outsider who is sneaky and untrustworthy, which is interesting. I think we're focused on the wrong things. And I sort of touched on this during yesterday's broadcast, you know, what Donna Reed said in that 1984 interview about the television show Dallas, why it was successful, because the family whole sticking together was something that everyone missed. She said. I mentioned the Vince Lombardi story and how even the Oracle Illusion Wikipedia entry for Vince Lombardi talks about how he was a man ahead of his time. He was far ahead of his time in creating a supportive environment for gay players. Why? Who cares what their sexual orientation is? Why do we need to know about that any more than we need to know about things the military is doing that should be prosecuted by military tribunal and perhaps Congress and not the court of public opinion. So Vince Lombardi, ahead of his time, creating a supportive environment. Why is that a thing? And he emphatically challenged existing Jim Crow laws. And so I say, you know, again, we go back to the quotes from the site that is curated by Vince Lombardi's family. And the quotes about his faith, I believe in God. I derive my strength from daily mass and communion. There are three things that are important to every man in this locker room: his God, his family, and the Green Bay Packers, in that order. And so I asked yesterday, is it possible that this faith that he maintained was the substance and source of his compassion? That even the Oracle allusion, the Wikipedia entry for Vince Lombardi notes, him being far ahead of his time. Was it this, perhaps? And I think it's a rhetorical question. And I think that when the Amanda Marcotes of the world attack folks who maintain that, it's tragically unfortunate, ironic, historically, because she is the fascist propagandist she seems to want to cry out against. And she's actually the oppressor in these situations. That's unfortunate. It's tragically unfortunate, because I really think, I want to hope, I want to believe that the Amanda Marcotes are trying to do something good, believe they're doing something good. I just can't imagine that she really thinks that I wonder if she's watched any of these films. I think there are other things to focus on, you know, the decline in morality over the past several seasons. The fact that some of the characters now, you know, it was kind of a joke for a while that some of the movies, you know, it was bad to be, you know, a female character or a lead character. You know, so many of them passed away. You watch some of the movies from earlier years, recent years. The female characters, you know, the wife, oh yeah, she passed away. She had cancer. And so, very unfortunate. It's like the old soap operas or sitcoms. You know, somebody had an accident and passed away. We had to write them out of the show. Anyway, there are other things to focus on. I'll talk about some of those when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. A couple of clips, maybe. The psychological forces at work in what's going on here, these articles and the mechanics of society. See if we can do that. Let's see. The first clip from an excerpt from Aaron and Melissa Dykes. 2016 video, the time when a single computer ran an entire country. Remember Stafford Beer? Go ahead, please.
According to societies as viable systems, in 1973, it was the CIA who had persuaded the Gremios to strike and thus bring to a standstill the vast majority of the transportation system across Chile. For Stafford Beer, the CIA-instigated truck strike was a war game opportunity to test his capabilities. The response to the Gremio strike demonstrated the power of the CyberSign experiment and essentially validated what Beer was doing up until that point in secret.
The important thing to realize about systems is how they are controlled. And we must get rid of any notion straight away that control is something imposed on the system from outside. It has to be built into it.
There you go. Control built in, not imposed from outside. And the companion to that, the little excerpt from Jordan Peterson's interview with Jocko Willink, you know, a small excerpt from that clip, How a Totalitarian State is Actually Formed, the first minute or so of that. Go ahead, please.
You know, you saw the same thing with Solzhenitsyn's description of the gulags, because they were run in large part by the inmates. But I think that that's a really good metaphor for totalitarian states in general, you know, because we like to think that a totalitarian state is made up of innocent, oppressed individuals who are under the thumb of an evil tyrant, and that all of the catastrophes are cascading from the top down. But I don't think that that's true. I think that it's more like a holographic structure where the tyranny exists at every single level. So it exists psychologically, and it exists within the family, and it exists within the mid-level organizations. And so, well, you know, in Eastern Germany, for example, one out of every three people was a government informer. So what that meant is, if you had a family of six people, that two of them you couldn't trust. And you can't just say that that's a consequence of the top-down structure. A tyranny is something that exists everywhere simultaneously once it gets a grip. And it's easy
it
for people to
everywhere
say
simultaneously
like, well,
once it gets a grip. So a holographic structure, that reminds me of the panopticon sort of concept, Jeremy Bentham's panopticon. And, you know, self-imposed control, I've had more conversations in recent months about self-censoring. I've talked about it in myself. I feel like John Stadmiller and I have had conversations about that. Don't do that. Just say what you got to say. Say what you need to say. Maybe we should play that. More and more people are feeling this sort of coercive influence. And that is what happens in articles like this. People like Amanda Marcotte, if she really is the crusader she believes herself to be, Jeb Lund, same thing, all of these folks, they don't realize how they're lending their efforts and their shoulder to evil. Attacking people who, demonizing, vilifying, I mean, I guess I need to make the distinction, because I run the risk of conflating things too. Hallmark Channel is not the same as its viewership. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is some nefarious effort behind the Hallmark Channel movies, but not from what I can tell, and I don't know everything, but it just seems to cater to an audience. I talked about some of the, what I would consider some of the concerns, you know, from the audience standpoint, the concerns are more along the lines of the issue of morality, the decline of virtue and morality. I would say the decline of virtue, morality, and religion. I think that Patrick Henry was absolutely right, and I think especially reflecting on the French Revolution, Patrick Henry saying that these are the pillars, the great pillars of social government and social life, virtue, morality, and religion. The more we can lean in that direction, the more compassionate we are, the more merciful, the more gracious we are toward one another, as far as I can tell. The more we drift from those moorings, the more vicious and barbaric we become. And what did Benjamin Franklin say about that? As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. So if you want to be a master of people, gosh, what a great idea. You introduce certain concepts in suggestibilist fashion. We should get rid of this kind of programming. It's fascistic in nature. No, it's not. Actually, your article is fascistic. You know, oppressive, dictatorial. If people enjoy what I would consider more wholesome programming, why is that a problem? Why don't watch? is the same scrutiny applied to other channels? Or what's that network that airs I'm going to get in trouble. Catholic Television Network, EWTN. Are we going to attack that too? You know, and again, you know, BET, Oprah's network. Are we going to go after them all? The Eternal World Television Network. That's the one I'm thinking of. Why? Why is that? I mean, what does this accomplish? Anyway, continuing, that's a rhetorical question. She compares, you know, makes the Stepford wife comparison. Like watching the Stepford Wives, but scarier, since the evil plot to replace normal people with robots is never actually revealed. Well, that's ironic, because that's precisely what Amanda Marcotte is seeking to do, replace normal people with robots. I mean, there's a broader agenda. I wonder if she knows about cybernetics. I wonder if she knows about social engineering and the Frankfurt School, the Tavistock Institute, cultural Marxism. I wonder if she knows about any of these things. I doubt it. I wonder what her background is. And I wonder how much she's studied these kinds of things, these forces that create a pervasive sort of influence and seek to really not just influence people. I mean, again, I mean, I've talked about so much of this, Bernays, the public relations stuff, Ivy Lee II, the Century of the Self, the Frankfurt School, the Macy Conferences, Norbert Wiener, the cyberneticians, Alvin Toffler's prosumer, you know, on forward into social media. Does she know about Sean Parker's confession? What Michael Kaczynski said? The data that turned the world upside down? Google's selfish ledger, Chamath Palihapitiya saying, you intellectuals, you academics, you think you're immune to this. You laugh, but you're probably the most susceptible. Does she know these things? Mimetic warfare and the obsession recently, especially in social media, with Richard Dawkins, the selfish gene, which, by the way, you know, again, Richard Dawkins is a Satanist. And when you start seeing all of this, you know, what were the two MIT the artificial intelligence stuff, the latest entries in that saga that are more hypocrisy. Tech Radar, is this it? Building an IoT immune system? That's one of them, but that's not it. Along the same lines. Two articles that I saw this morning. So the MIT Technology Review, this article published earlier today, in 2020, let's stop AI ethics washing and actually do something. There's more talk of AI ethics than ever before, but talk is just that, it's not enough. Last year, just as I was beginning to cover artificial intelligence, the AI world was getting a major wake-up call. There were some incredible advancements in AI research in 2018, from reinforcement learning to generative adversarial networks to better natural language understanding. But the year also saw several high-profile illustrations of the harm these systems can cause when they are deployed too hastily. A Tesla crashed on autopilot, killing the driver. A self-driving Uber crashed, killing a pedestrian. Commercial face recognition systems performed terribly In audits on dark-skinned people, the tech giants continued to peddle them anyway. Customers, including law enforcement, at the beginning of this year, reflecting on these events, wrote a resolution for the AI community. Stop treating AI like magic and take responsibility for creating, applying, and regulating it ethically. There's a reason these things happen. And, I mean, in the simplest terms, I would say it's because of the technocratic loathsome disdain for mankind. I mean, I really think that's kind of the root of it. Or close to the root of it. The root of it, really, I think is rooted in Richard Dawkins' religion and the source of the selfish gene concept. But, you know, from that, I think stems the technocratic loathsome disdain for mankind. We can find that other article. All right. Anyway, I'll find it probably in the break. So there is this continual clash of forces. It's not genuine. It's not authentic. It's all manufactured. It's fomented. We're being led by the nose. And the Amanda Marcotes of the world think they're crusading for good, not realizing that they're actually, you know, she is she's the Goebbels mouthpiece. That's the way it happens. That's what the lessons of history point out. That's what war against the weak is largely about. Ordinary men. Daniel Jonah Goldhagen wrote about it. Everybody got upset when I said Hitler's willing executioners. Well, not everybody. Certain people got upset. And I said, yeah, but worse than war, which is also a PBS documentary, eliminationism and the ongoing assault on humanity, that's what it comes to. That's what it comes to. That's what the efforts of the Amanda Marcotes amount to. It's worse than war. It's genocide, eliminationism, the ongoing assault on humanity. And people don't realize that as you try to sanitize, you know, these things you may find objectionable that are really doing no harm to others. I mean, I don't believe that the Hallmark Channel is doing harm in portraying or depicting you know, the way that Amanda Marcotte puts it, running down this year's schedule of Christmas movie offerings, Hallmark Channel Christmas movie offerings, and she links several, is like a trip into an uncanny valley of shiny-teethed, blow-dried, heteronormative whiteness. You mean Joe Biden? Is that Joe Biden? Is that Joe Biden and his 12-year-old teeth, like Saturday Night Live? Whips. With only a few token movies with characters of color. Well, are there only a few token characters of, a certain complexion on the BET networks, the family of networks? Is that a problem for Amanda Marcotte too? Do we need to sanitize everything and create this pasty, androgynous, hermaphroditic, mannequin-looking character, which... Maybe she thinks that's a good thing, but that sounds a lot like the character depicted in Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ, who was the pasty androgynous character. Why are we trying to do that? That seems to lend itself to the efforts of transhumanism and posthumanism. Why can't we just leave people alone who are not offending others? Not even necessarily appreciate them. That would be, that might be something too, but why not just leave them alone? What are these people, what harm are these, is this viewership causing in wanting to watch wholesome programming as they, I just don't see it. I don't see that it's fascistic or Nazistic.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast. This Friday, December 27, 2019. I probably sound a little fixated. I sort of am. I think it's unfortunate. It's just food for thought going into the weekend. And again, you know, some folks have observed, like Benjamin Franklin, only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. If you want to control people, this is a great way to do that. Turn them into vicious sort of automatons. And then, along the same lines, if you want to create, you want to give people the idea that a homogenous people group is the only way. You propagandize them with that message, and then along the way you tell them it's just probably a genetic defect on the way to our post-human future, as Francis Fukuyama puts it. Just tell them it's a genetic defect. And it is. It's called sin, this kind of stuff. But, you know, to say, well, you know, viciousness and vice and avarice, corruption, greed, all these things, that it's just a genetic defect. You know, we could probably edit that out with CRISPR or something else. Everyone should have their own little $200 or $300 machine in their own home. You could edit out these things. What is the tendency, though, you know, when you're telling people that you can identify as whatever you want? Well, maybe I identify as, you know, the person who owns this neighborhood or town or whatever, and therefore I try to artificially engineer more of these kinds of things, along with the, you know, dragon wings and jellyfish glowing in the dark, that maybe my CRISPR machine might help me create. I don't think these are good things, you know. I think the concept of virtue, morality, are good moorings, are good underpinnings, and to shout at people for those kinds of things. I mean, I'm going to continue on this article and see if we can just put it to rest as we go into the weekend. But, you know, as food for thought, particularly since folks are still gathered or gathering over the course of this holiday season, things to think about. Third hour coming up. Stick around. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.